Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, the Bert Show.
Friday, we talked to Bethany. Really nervous about this date.
I was a supervisor, so it wasn't. We even talked about it. We flirted a lot. We just sort of flirtatiously were like, yeah, it's too bad we can't date, you know, I'm his boss. Haha, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
she can't even breathe.
I know. I can hear the anxiety.
I know.
He was the one who was like, so finally we're going on a date. Like, this, we've been waiting a long time. Here it is. We're going on a date. I might have to cancel.
Okay. No. It's been 10 years. Why do you have to cancel?
Why?
My face completely broke out. Like,
that sucks.
The other one is like so awful that thank God you changed my name because I wanted to know this. I have really bad gas.
Okay.
Oh,
so she is suffering from both of those things and she's thinking about bailing on the date. And we try talking her into it. We're like, it's going to be worse next time. Because
right.
If you skip this time, then the anxiety grows and the anxiousness grows. And it's not going to get any better.
Yeah, my fear was that he would misinterpret, like Jim was talking about. He would misinterpret the reason why she was canceling the date. And after 10 years, she could ruin it if she didn't go.
And we did find out earlier this morning when we played that for our early Bert Show listeners that there was one specific toothpaste that our virtual listener thought worked better than the others. What was it?
Crest Blue Mint.
Blue Mint.
Crest Blue Mint can get rid of your acne.
Mm-hmm.
All right, prediction here, Wendy. Did Bethany go on the date?
She went on the date, but still had gas issues during the date.
Melissa?
She went on a date, and it was a blast.
Literally.
Oh,
I think
Cumulus, the power on radio.
Or maybe it stunk.
Really?
Wendy.
Really?
Enabler.
Really?
You can't do that after the keyboard thing.
Really? That's uncontrollable laughter right there. Really?
That was hilarious. I didn't expect that.
She's crying.
She's crying.
This is why eventually guys date younger women.
because
they're still entertained by
You'd have
them.
To go to the seventh grade to find that one.
I know. Oh, that was awesome. Well done.
Did you say what you thought happened?
I think that they did go on the date, but once she was on it, she relaxed and everything was fine.
I think they went to Vegas and got married. I'm just kidding. I think it went great.
I think she bailed.
Uh-oh.
I think she's the mother of Starless Baby.
What?
Hey, Bethany.
Still
Hi.
Laughing.
Hi, how
hey.
Are you?
Don't understand.
Hold on, I'll just turn Wendy's mic off.
She's
laughing.
I was the last time we talked.
You are better.
Yeah, much better.
Okay,
so you get off the phone with us on Friday, and did you take any listener suggestion about the toothpaste on the acne and the weird position you're supposed to get into in order to lose all the gas?
I did try the weird position thing. I don't know if I got it right or not because, I couldn't completely clear that up.
Really?
Okay. But you went anyways.
You know, but I did end up going on the date.
Good!
I mean, I just feel so lucky that you guys, like, were helping me out, because a couple of my girlfriends heard, and they were, I mean, you know, a name change. Like, they knew what was going on. They knew it was me. So they called me afterwards, and one of them is, like, super good with makeup, and they came over before to just sort of help me get ready. And my makeup expert friend, like, I mean, they told me my skin wasn't as bad as I thought. I guess it always looks worse to you. So she just, like, you know, she helped me with my makeup and, like, put some cover-up on and, like, did her thing. You could still tell. I mean, I usually have good skin, and it didn't look great. But it was much better than I thought it would be. And, yeah, but the gas thing was, like, still going on. I was really lucky because at least, oh, God, this sounds so bad. At least it was silent.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
But did...
But silent, but deadly?
And once I was able to, you know, like, walk away, I just, like, took a moment, and okay. we were at the bar, and I just kind of walked away. But another time, I sort of had to play it off like it was someone standing near me.
You did.
Yeah.
You had to blame it.
Because you have to be careful with those silent ones.
Because you never know.
Because sometimes they're the worst.
Mm-hmm. Silent, but violent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really? So that was going on, but I don't know if he was aware of that or not, honestly. Obviously, I want to be optimistic and pretend like he just didn't even notice because I was so cool in the way I played it off, but I don't know. I mean... that, and I managed to say, like, just sort of, like, bring it up sort of casually in conversation that my face had broken out and I usually don't look like this, just because I didn't want him to think that.
I bet it wasn't. We should have had her send pictures, because I'll bet it wasn't even as bad. Because if you have clear skin and you get two pimples, then you think you're like the before picture in a Proactive commercial.
Mm-hmm. And the scale is so different for guys when we're looking at you. Like, you probably see it like it's another nose on your face, but we barely notice it. Mm-hmm. And the gas thing, don't ever confess to that, because if you're around a group of people, if you both smell it, guys will just assume that another dude did that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there's no way that a woman is capable of doing that.
But I think it's smart for the acne thing, the way you sent up those little puffs of smoke like the car in Spy Hunter. Remember, he used to be able to get that weapon and... just fog up the area. I think that's smart.
She was rationing out her gas rather than, you know, she's
spurts. They go into a brighter area, and she's like, but like just normally, so it's just little.
Other than the pimples and the gas, like what was the date like? Was there like chemistry? Were you guys like in along? Did it live up to the expectation?
We had like a long leisurely dinner, and we just like we really caught up, which was great. Like, it was great. And there was definitely, the chemistry was still, I mean, it was always there from like, when we first met. It was still definitely there, very strong. So we just, like, we had a great dinner, and then he dropped me back home, and it wasn't like, I mean, we didn't have, like, a make-out session or anything, but he did that sort of, like, come in for a kiss, and it's, like, the half on the cheek, half on the lips. Sort of kiss
you,
thing.
You turned or he turned?
I don't know. It just sort of happened that way, so I'm not really sure.
That first kiss says so much, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope he's not thinking that was just a platonic little...
I'm trying to interpret your tone,
yeah,
because
but I think
it doesn't...
it's okay from a first date. I'm sorry, on the kiss thing. I think it's okay because you kind of lean in. It's kind of awkward. I mean, I think you can have the full-on smooch on the second date.
You didn't have a big old whitehead explode on his lip, did you?
Oh, that's nasty.
No, that didn't happen. But, I mean, what I took as encouraging is that we don't have, like, a plan to see each other again, but he said, like, we're definitely going out again. I'm going to call you. So I'm just, you know, he's going to call.
And now you won't be as nervous the second time. So gas issue done.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Good. Okay. So it sounds like it was okay.
You don't sound as excited as I wanted you to be.
This was 10 years in the making.
Yes, this is not just an average first date. This is like the guy first date.
Are you just being nice because you're on the radio?
Am I what?
Are you just being nice because you were on the radio? Like you didn't really have a great time.
No, I did have a great time. I was super nervous, but there. I mean, once I kind of settled in, like by the time we, you know, were actually sitting down to dinner, and we were talking. Like, it was great. It was really fun, you know, but I was still nervous, and I guess I'm still a little bit nervous.
What day was your day? Was it Friday night?
Yeah.
So she should expect to hear from him today on the three-day rule, right?
For sure, right.
Okay.
You'll hear from him today.
No later than today.
All right, thank you.
Well, I'm glad you
went.
Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much. Like, I don't think I could have gotten the gumption without you.
Well, that's what we do here.
That's right.
We stay away from gumption. It'll give you gas.
We clear up pimples, and we make sure your gas goes away. That's what we do on the Burt Show. So our work is done here today, people. We could all leave.
Good job. Proud of you for going.
Yes. And I'm glad you're on the phone instead of in the studio.
Damn!
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.